Today, or right now, is our time for Crime Watch program. And of course, today we are speaking about youth and their involvement in cattle raiding. Well, with me in the studio is Abu Bakar Musiho and Florence Daniela, and also Sala Selim Khamis. And they will be with me in the studio today, and we'll be discussing about this topic, youth and their involvement in cattle raiding. And of course, the subtopics that we'll be looking at are the definitions of the term youth, characteristics of youth today, youth peace and security, roles of the youth in peace and security. Well, my name is Irene Lasu, and well, the aim of this radio program is to talk about the youth and their involvement in the in cattle raiding, and we are going to discuss about that more in more details in this opportunity. Well, thank you so much, my guests in the studio, and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Right. And just to dive right in, how did you find the term youth? And this is to Brigadier Sala Selim Khamis.
Thank you very much, Irene, and your crew. And I would like also to thank all the listeners who are listening to us while we are in the studio here. And my colleague from Ampun, Abu Bakar and Florence. If we talk about the definition of youth. Youth are defined according to the dictionary, the Collen dictionary. It is the period between the childhood and adult age. And I want to interpret it in Arabic because our listeners maybe they are... youth del umur algina di layal aw jana fatra bita jana la hadd ma yakun huwa adult aw zura al biga baligh bifham ay haja de ya hol marhala algina di beuse de open line with a definition with youth. And United Nations end of definition of youth, so they define youth in the person between 15 and 24 years. The nasal befit at umur min 15 sana lahad 24 sana hasab al United Nations biftakru del youth. The third definition we can just consider it is the African Charter. East Africa, and we are in African continent. العمر المحدد في أفريقيا charter بيقول إنه youth those who are between 15 to 35. وانا هنا في South Sudan our youth development policy الموجود في وزارة الشباب والرياضة they define إنه youth هما الناس اللي بيكون عمر تمام من 15 لحد 35 in line with African Charter. As we are in Africa.
Right, sugar.
Yeah, thank you.
Mazela, now coming to Florence, what are the characteristics of youth today?
Thank you very much, Erin. Allow me to greet our listeners here. Characteristics of youth today, I would say they worldwide all the same. All the youth from different places and countries do, I think, share the same characteristics. There's a lot of them. I'm just going to mention a few of them. For example, they tend to be very curious, open-minded. they want to learn about what's going on, and also they have they are quick at learning and grasping things. Also something I enjoy, I like to see in youth is to see this energy, this exploding energy everywhere, and they also tend to identify themselves by their group, belonging to a group, group approbation, or seeking their peers' approval. So these are a few characteristics that are coming in my mind at the moment.
Right.
But now I would like to underline something that these points I just mentioned are very positive. But they can turn into problems as well if we don't know, well, if society doesn't really know where how to canalize these characters. Mm. What to do with this? This is, let's say, a raw material that needs to be guided in some directions.
Right.
If you allow me, I'll just have one example.
Sure.
Okay,
sure,
thank
fine.
You. If we take, let's say, quality of this energy, this energy this youth have, where is this energy directed? What do we do with it? What society does with it? And then also the idea, what society gives to youth so they can express it in a harmless way, not only for the society itself, but for themselves.
Mm.
And if I relate these characteristics to our other topic, which is catarrhating,
mm-hmm.
obviously catarrhating seems to be one option. This energy is being put in.
Mm.
Now, I have an open question, is what can be done to offer other options for this energy to be expressed?
Right.
And I guess we can do the same exercise to the other characteristic previously mentioned, like quick at learning. So, they can maybe learn something else than just following their elders and going for getting ready and things like that.
So there is a hope in behavior changes because of... of their characteristics.
Exactly. I think those characteristics are really double-faced. We have everything there, and then it's just I was showing the right direction in some ways.
Right. Well, thank you so much for
You're welcome.
Now, coming to Abubakar, is there any role for the youth in the prevention of cattle raiding, communal-related conflict?
Yeah, thank you very much. Irene, our dear listeners out there, so Bahari Hail. I am Abubakar, like already mentioned, and to take it up from where my colleagues have made mention, I will begin with the youth. They know themselves that I am a youth.
Mm.
And then two, their characteristics will always communicate to them that you know this or you should be seen doing this. My concern will be about identifying what we have, like the characteristics have been mentioned,
mm-hmm.
and how we can use that positive energy to cause development of our motherland, South Sudan. Youth have leaders in communities because the national laws and laws everywhere put them in some positions of leadership. And one of the things they can do is mobilization for community development. Remember, everywhere, it is that age bracket which has a very big number of the population. So when there are meetings, they should mobilize others to attend the meetings than having a community meeting and you only find the mothers, the elderly, and yet the issues could be concerning the youth where they should participate. Two, they have a duty to guide and counsel, because if you are a youth, one could be at 17 years, another one is at 24. We presume the one of 24 could be knowing a little more and can guide this other one in case he's going wrong. So identify those with such needs and be seen guiding one another, because you understand yourselves a little more. And that is very important. Then they also have a duty to communicate. I would say they have a duty to conduct coordination activities, because in our communities, the youth have telephones more than the old people.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a phone, how do you use it? Use it to communicate the positives that can propel peace and security alongside development in your community than using it for the opposite, which may undermine the same. The youth have very many roles, but I want to mention three more, one of which is a role to share information or timely reporting of crime. Crime is committed. I've made mention about most of the youth owning telephone and other means of communication. Why wouldn't we use such information and share with the police and share with other local leaders. We have leaders at Payam, at Boma, at County, all over the place.
Mm.
Even at home, all of us are leaders. The parent is a leader. The mother is a leader. The children are also leaders because they are not of the same age. I would think that this is very important because the youth we are talking about, especially those of 18 to 35, most of them could be married.
Mm.
They are household heads. They make decisions which affect their families. And this is very important in line with justice. They should go ahead and give evidence in courts of law. You report a crime at the police station. The police does the procedure, investigates ABCD, and also notifies you that your case is coming up on this date. Then a youth should be seen mobilizing to go to court and give evidence against the person who has committed crime.
Right.
The last one is that the youth should continue getting involved in planning, training of others to develop essential skills for success. Like I said, they are not of the same level. They are youth who are more skilled on particular issues, and they should be seen guiding those others. You may not all go to school, like people repair bicycles, for example, but they may not have gone to school.
Yeah.
Another person is a carpenter and is a youth leader, but there is a community where they are youth who are not doing anything productive.
Mm.
So he should be seen observing those other few youth to learn how to make chairs, make furniture, and then we shall all be moving in the right direction.
Right.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Abubakar. And I would like to understand from Brigadier Salah, all these roles that you had, Abubakar, mentioned, how do you relate those to the youth in South Sudan right now? Do you think youth, actively participating?
Thank you one again, Aaron. And I'm very pleased and happy today to be in this forum,
mm-hmm.
talking about the youth and their role in how to ensure safe and secure South Sudan. As I stated before, that the youth age, it is between 15 and 35, according to African Charter and even our policy development for youth in South Sudan.
Mm-hmm.
There are more than 72% of the population of South Sudan. We have to bear that in our mind. That means that the pack of the citizen of South Sudan, most of them, they are youth.
Mm-hmm.
And then also we have to bear in our mind that youth are the backbone to the nation. And every nation, the backbone of every nation is the youth. And they have the tool for the change. And also they are the owner of the future. So if the youth understand that is their characteristic, like what have been said by my colleague Florence, and she identified all the characteristic of the youth. So the most powerful energy of the country is depend on the youth. In South Sudan, because of our long history of war, I think some of our youth are engaged in wrong attitude and wrong behaviors, and this is one of the obstacles.
Mm.
And also they have been influencing in some activities which hinder their futures. They are waiting for tomorrow, but they don't understand that the cases or the problem which they are just engaging them is going to hinder their future.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there is a gap. And if we link this to the issue of the cattle riding in South Sudan, it is a Norman culture for other tribes. Like there is a say that one of the tribe of South Sudanese tribe, I cannot mention them, but they say that every cow, when they say every cow, that means it belongs to them.
Yeah,
this is their cow, so they are supposed to have it. So this is where that culture of raiding cattle came from. So it needs sensitization, it needs awareness. Mm-hmm. And if we link this characteristic of youth, which have been identified by Florence, and what have been said by my colleague Abubakar here also, that how can we benefit from the energy of youth to understand the cattle is not bad. Mm. Owning cattle is not bad. Mm. But the mass killing which used to happen when they're riding the cattle, this is the problem. Because we are coming from a long history of war.
Yeah.
And then if we are still losing our life, we lost a lot of lives during the war. Mm-hmm. So if we also about the cattle we are going to lose, so we are going to leave this country one day empty.
Yeah.
This is where we have to address the youth.
Right.
And this is why important of our being here today, just to discuss such issue, to disseminate our ideas to the youth themselves, to understand that they are the backbone of the country. South Sudan is need for them. Even we are going to leave, but we need somebody to hand over everything to him.
Right.
So this is what we're expecting from you.
All right. Thank you so much, Brigadier Sala. Now, Florence, I would like to channel the same question that Sala mentioned in his explanation about how we can gear the energy that the youth have to, you know, benefit from them positively. How can that be done?
Well, I think the youth have to themselves realize the, let's put in this word, the power they have. Mm. They are themselves, and as has been previously mentioned, a power. So it means they can use it in any way they want to. Now, the idea is to use and put it in a positive way, to bring something to themselves, but also society. And actually, this society is what is awaits them. They are building their own society. Mm. So if they want changes, they also have to be part of it and take part of it. How to do it? Of course, they need the guidance of the elders, the people who have more experience of life and been through through everything life has to offer, the good and the bad, from what is human life. Mm. But I would encourage also the youth to start to speak and express their concern and their ideas, and it would be also a way of meeting between generation and do something together. I think it's what we say, it's a teamwork. You have to include all generations.
Right.
They have to benefit from the experience of their elders, and at the same time, they can make the elders benefit from their energy.
Right. Thank you. Abubakar, would you like to jump in?
Yeah, thank you very much. You know, up 5 years ago, I was a youth.
Mm.
But when you're a youth, you tend to forget two things. That you are also growing.
Mm.
You can be very strong, very energetic. Sometimes you don't listen. But given a few years, you graduate now to the category of those you may not have listened to. And that means at your back, there are another lot of youth who will now become more powerful and have the characteristics that Florence talked about. They are eager, they have a lot of energy, they are very active at a time when you are no longer active.
Mm.
So, if, for example, somebody has participated in cattle raiding and has amassed a lot of cattle when he's a youth, he forgets that he's going to grow old and seemingly weaker, and another group of youth will come, use the same energies to take what he may have gathered. This is not very good, because as you advance, your energies will limit you to make money. And yet, once you make money, then you are able to address some of those things. To raise a cattle or a cow, it is not something of one day. A cow can grow and mature in 5 or 6 years. But somebody comes and takes it in 1 hour.
Hmm.
It will leave you with stress, you who has lost the wealth, and this is not very good.
Hmm.
I thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for that. You're listening to Radio Maria, and this is a Crime Watch program. And, of course, we are speaking about youth and their involvement in cattle raiding. Well, you can send us a message or a call on 09296-86297 if you have a question on this particular matter, or call on 09120-62950, 09120-62079. My guests in the studio, Abubakar Musiho, we have Florence Danielle and Salah Selim Khamis, and it's happening right here. If you're unable to connect on the phones or lines, you can send an SMS to 09121771. All right, so Brigadier Salah, so yes, we're speaking about the youth and their involvement in cattle raiding. So what is that thing that you think attracts these young people into getting involved in such activities?
I think, according to our culture, as far as we are South Sudanese, some of the norms in our cultures is the pushing factors for the riding the cattle. First of all, the cattle in our tradition is just for prestige. You see, when you have more cattle, that's where you have been respected in your respective community. So this is one of the pushing factor. Also, the issue of the dowry, you know, and I like the terminology which has been used by Abubakar. He said that today you are a youth, but you are going to graduate to be a senior citizen later on. So the youth, yes, they are now young, and then they are looking for their future, and then the community is looking for them, that they are supposed to have a family, they are supposed to have a marriage, they are supposed to have a wealth, and this kind of attitude. And if you bear in mind what I have been said before, one of the cultures that if any cattle moving on, it is ours. So this is one of the pushing factors which motivate the youth for to ride the cattle from other tribes to save the dowry for his marriage and something like that.
Right.
And as I've been said by Abubakar, yes, they're doing that because of I think wrong concept in their mind, but they have to understand that today you are young, you are energy, you are powerful, you went and you read the cattle, and then this attitude, if it was not being changed, you're going to be senior citizen one day.
That's right.
And those youngsters come, they're going to ride your cattle.
Right.
So we have to work jointly to change that kind of behavior among us.
Indeed.
Aye.
All right. So the line is buzzing. Let me see if there's someone on the line. Well, you can call me on 09296-86297, 09120-62950, 09120-62079. If you have a question about youth involvement in cattle raiding, that is the time for you to dial in, and the guests will be able to answer you. It's unfortunate that I couldn't get that person on the line, but we continue. Yes, Abubakar, would you like to jump in on the same question that I asked Salah?
Yeah, I want to say it is something very interesting to be a youth because that is a time when you are more active in life. And then too, the youth, like mentioned by Florence, they are good at learning as a characteristic, but the concern is, what do you learn? If you learn the positives, that one will quickly see us develop from one stage to another. If you learn negatives in terms of crime, which we are talking about cattle raiding, of course, it is not that every time somebody is a perpetrator, is a victor. No. We see lives being lost of some of our youth. That one affects us. Some of them already household heads, and they leave widows, they leave children. Yeah. So who is out there to provide for all those? But I was made to understand that sometimes even our mothers, our sisters encourage the male youth to participate in raids because they should be seen bringing a big number of heads of cattle.
Right. Abubakar, just hold the thought. Let's take a caller here. Radio Mirai, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good, yeah. It's Thomas Mande from Meridi.
Yes, Mande. What is your question?
I have a question for the guest in the studio. As long as they say that youth are the backbone of the nation, we understand it very well. And there is a situation whereby they say we report crime. So we, the youth, sometimes we will not be in the front of the situation. So sometimes the leaders are the one encouraging youth to even involve in a crime. So how can they help me in such a situation?
Okay.
As the youth.
Here? All right. Thank you so much for speaking to us. How do you? I mean, because he says that some of the youth are influenced by their leaders. So how do the youth then be able to turn down such? Brigadier Salah.
I would like to thank this guy from Meridi for his two relevant critical questions. We know that, yes, there is a problem of employment all over the country, and the government is working hard to facilitate that. And it is a long history, need to youth themselves to understand. Not every employment is supposed to be recruited in the government system. As far as we have fertile land, they can cultivate, and it is good that it was in Western Equatoria, where is Equatorian area with fertile land, and even before the war, all the fruit for the South Sudan. I'm from the Western Bargazal. We used to brought the pineapple and banana and so what from that area. So I want, and this is my appeal to the youth, if they want to go out of that, don't wait the employment of the government. You have to organize yourself in such a collaborative groups or team and begin to make some cooperation schemes, you can gain a lot of money.
Right.
This is about the employment. And the second point, when we talk about the leader who are encouraged some youth to go in such bad activities, I think in this forum we talk about the characteristic of the youth. Every tools, the every energetical things, it is in your hand. You are the youth, and you are the one who are responsible for to turn that for the right and positive things, and or to turn it for the wrong things, and then you blame. Yes, some of our youth in the history of South Sudan, they are engaged even in wars because the leaders are asking them to do that. But let them also try to understand why. The future is ours. If you are starting just supporting the wrong behaviors or the wrong calls of the leaders, what about tomorrow? If we destroy the country, we destroy everything because we have been called to join some leaders for wrong activities. What about tomorrow? Because the future is for them, not for those leaders.
Right.
So these things, it is very important for the youngs to understand that, and then to cooperate in what is for the benefit of their futures, not for the destruction of the country.
Thank you.
This is what I can
Thank
add.
You. And Florence, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Just would like to underline the word Mr. Mande. I hope I'm saying the name right. Sorry if I'm not. He mentioned influenced, and what I would like to underline is that influence doesn't mean being pushed or obliged. I fully agree. It's very difficult to stand
up to your leaders.
Exactly, especially when you're younger and but it means you still have your free will. And also, to go back to the characteristic of the youth, there is this power. They have this group approbation, this possibility to work as a team. So what about trying to gather with each other against an influenced? What I like in the word of influence is that it still leaves a ray of hope. It's still open. Right. So maybe it's also
okay. Thank you so much. Let's take another caller. Well, 0929686297, 0912069500, 0912062079. Yes, Ray Jimmer, good morning.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Morning to you.
Who are we speaking to?
You're speaking to Remo from Ami Junction.
From where? Aru Junction?
Ami.
Ami Junction, yes, Remo. What is your question?
Yeah, my question is this. Those tools used by this youth are specially before, of course, in government. How come that those tools are given to this project?
Remo, I didn't get your question very well. Yes, what is your question?
My question is, those tools used by youth are supposed to be for officers in government.
Right.
Now, how come that those tools are given to those youth there?
Right, you mean the guns?
Yeah.
Okay, right, thank you so much. And Remo is wondering how these young people have access to the guns that they use when they go to, you know, to raid these cattle. Maybe I will give this to the police personnel himself to make us understand how this happens.
Thank you, and thank you, Remo, for your question also. I would like to draw his attention that, you know, we are coming from a long history of war. I think since independence of Sudan, 1955, South Sudan has not been lost in peace until now, until the day we are in now. Still, yes, it is so-called negative peace, because yes, some of the violence and shooting is not there, but we are not feeling safely, because there is some points. Regarding to how the youth used to access to the firearms, the proliferation of the firearms is just one of the current issue facing the government, and there is many activities have used to be done for collecting the arms, because during the war and the right pictures, if my friend there, Primo, is watching the television, what's happening in Sudan right now? When there is war, there is a call for protection. So the proliferation of the firearms to have been given to the public. So to collect it, when there is silence of war, this is the same things we are in. And when the citizen or the normal citizen, ordinary citizen have arms, you don't know how he's going to use it. And this is where now it is appear very clearly in riding the cattle. It is not only the riding the cattle. We are in Juba here before 2 years back, before our the last constructive way of security in Juba, we heard about the unknown gunman.
Yeah.
Who is unknown gunman? This is the proliferation of the firearms which in hands of the civilian.
Right.
Some of them, they use it wrongly. So this is where the firearms come from.
Right.
And even the war around us, in Congo, in Sudan, in where, it used...
They can be smuggled in, yeah?
Smuggled
arms
to the country.
Let's take another caller, maybe the last one. Ray Jimmerai, good morning.
Hello.
Yes, hello, good morning.
Yeah, thank you very much for bringing this nice topic. This is Robert from Yale.
Yes, Robert, from where?
From Robert from Yale.
Yes, Yale. Robert from Yale. Yes, what's your question, Robert?
You see, the history of cattle raiding had been a long time ago. Even the were abandoned going to Uganda and raid cattle in Uganda. And this had been happening for many, many years. But now, in the Kakwa, it has stopped. I just want to bring a scenario of what happened. For instance, there were cattle herders who were living in Kejikeji. When they are passing by, they raided, they took some cattle from Yei, they killed people from Yei, and they went. these scenarios of behaviors, and you find this cattle herders are well armed,
yeah.
And we are wondering, as the citizens of this country, where are they getting these arms from? Who is supplying them? Are they using their cattle to buy the arms?
Mm.
This is the solution running our mind. It's good that you are coming up in a radio station awareness.
Mm.
But I wanted to just look at a scenario where these youths should not only survive on cattle, but to survive in other ways of living.
Mm.
One of the things I'm looking at, there are a lot of opportunities in South Sudan. But now these opportunities are grabbed by foreigners. So how can we protect our youths to get those jobs so that they start doing it?
Right.
Like you see in Yei, like I want to say an example in Yei.
Mm.
You see there are a lot of opportunities with the NGOs, in the business.
Mm.
Like the Yei business people is already taken away by those Somalians, those Eritreans, those Sudanese, Sudanese people. You see our market is already taken.
Right.
The youths doesn't have the support.
Uh-huh.
But the other thing which I want to ask is, these people who have taken the market were supported by their government. Why don't our government support the youth and also open business like the rest of the foreigners who have come to take over to take the market?
Okay.
What is happening with our government not to support the youth to take over the market also?
Thank you so much, Robert from Yei. Back to you, my guest.
I will come in here because I'm a director of community policing, issue regarding sensitization and awareness of my people, which is one of my concerns.
Mm.
And I want to say to Robert, during the movement of the cattle herders from Kajukeji and come through Ye and went back after the initiative of the governor of the Central Equatoria, I was been there, I was been in Kajukeji even. And one of my surprise, we have been there in the end of the week, and when it comes to the weekend, we try to cross the border to go to Moyo to just refreshment and come back during the day. And from Kajukeji to Moyo, I found there is a 4 patrol station in the bush, a Somalian. I just link it to what he's asking for.
Mm-hmm.
And I began to ask myself, how does Somalian leave Somal and they came to South Sudan and in this far south area of South Sudan and in the bush and they make this patrol station? So when we come back the second day in our sensitization, I began to ask the community in Kajukeji, do you see what is happening in your place? And say, what? So this Somalian who are saying in the bush, if this country is not safe, do you think that Somalian can leave Somal and brought his money and begin to dig for a police, for a petrol station
yeah.
in that bush?
Mm.
Our country is very safe. So let you please call your families, your parents who are living in the camp in Uganda, let them come back. Because it is not reasonable somebody leave his country and come to that area. This is how I look to the things. In answer to my friend here, the issue of employment, the issue of how to use our resources, it is in our hand. It is not the government,
right.
but the way we think and the way we want to produce our things.
Right.
It is the.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Our time is fast spent.
Okay.
As we conclude, Florence, in just a minute, what is your final remark?
Well, if you allow me to just allow me one thing as to there's a saying in the book of Samuel that say that talking about the youth actually, and they say they are zealous and use their zeal creatively for the peace and progress of the nation. So I would say bil arabi yani el shabab huwa al mustaqbal al bilad. So from what I've seen from the youth around here, I'm positively amazed. They're wonderful. So I'm very positive about what can be done with these people.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Florence. Yes, Abubakar.
Yeah, thank you very much. It has been interesting to be on the airwaves of Radio Miraya and our dear callers. I've enjoyed you. My emphasis is on learning positively to see our motherland move to the next level of development.
Right. All right. Thank you. Precise to the point and accurate. Yes, Abugede Sala, what is your last remark?
My last remark will be in Arabic for our use in South Sudan. الدولة دي جات من فترة طويلة بتاعت حرب. جنوب السودان فيه كل الموارد resources اللي احنا عندنا, لكن we have to change our mindset for looking to the things. ده أكتر حاجة أنا بقدر بقول للشباب, لأن الشباب هم آلية بتاع التغيير, فنحن افترض نغير الطريقة بتاع تفكيرنا we think out the box عشان نقدر نستفيد من الموارد بتاعنا في جنوب السودان.
All
شكرا.
Right. Thank you so much, Brigadier Salah Salim Khamis, Florence Daniel and Abubakar Masiho. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
All right, and it's just 1 minute to the top of the hour. We'll be having the news bulletin in Arabic right away. Thank you so much for your time. My name is Irene Lasu, and this has been the Crime Watch program. The program comes your way every Thursday. Thank you so much for your participation, callers, and also listening to the program. Well, bye-bye for now.